for our pastor, who allows us to stand in her stead, to entrust, who entrust us to stand before his people. Amen. Thank God for all of you all. We want to thank the Lord, too. I thought somebody would say something. I think, Gwen, you led us in the right direction, Tawana, in the right direction with all of these toys for tots. Man, we thank God for the people that gave. I mean, it's a ton of stuff back there. Y'all ain't see that? I mean, bags upon bags upon bags upon bags. I mean, an overflowing blessing, brand new stuff back to the people that give. So we want to thank God for networking. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
All we need to do
is that.
I asked my niece, who's on the Berkeley and Betterment Committee, to slide the wealth over.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got the link.
Yeah. Well, we
and
think.
That can happen to stores. You know, we try to buy turkeys and ham.
Right. Amen. So we do think.
Get them donated.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, God used you to do it, because I guess you ain't been back there. I mean, God really blessed. So God blessed us so we can be a blessing. So while we was brainstorming about where we're going to go and what we're going to do, and we thought about some hospitals, you know, during this season. You know, kids would love to be blessed with a toy or two, sitting up in the hospital on Christmas, because I remember I was in the hospital on a Christmas day. Sure was. Laid up in there, bleeding out of my ear. Stayed up there for a few days. And they came around to my door, knocked on my door, and gave me this train set. Man, I won't ever forget that. That meant a lot to me. I think I was about 9 or 10 years old. And so it is good to be a blessing. Amen. And so we thank God for opening up a door for us, because we sure like to give. We was taught to give. You know, we want to be a part of this giving, part of the giving ministry. Amen. So we thank God for Sister Gwen networking. Thank God for blessing her with some information that she can bless us with. And we just want to give God praise this morning. Come on, give God a big clap offering for what he's doing. All the beautiful testimonies, how God has been keeping you, been watching over you, providing for you. God is just good. He's an amazing God, ain't he? I got Jesus and Jesus got you. We're going to be talking about us belonging to God. Is that all right? Is that okay? Because you belong to God. And I'm so glad. Sometimes, man, stuff that belongs to us, we don't want to own up to it. You know? We're so glad. I'm glad that he took ownership of me, of this vessel. You know, sometimes we don't want to take ownership of the stuff that we do. I didn't do it. Wasn't none of me. Uh-uh. You know, you could have took. It's like, well, you know, hey, come on now. We got to take ownership of some things. You know, I take ownership of a lot of people brag about our children. You got some good young men. You got some good this and good that. And me and Twan look at each other like, they wasn't there when they was clowning. You know, they wasn't there when we had to go down to the principal's office and we had to talk to this person, go over and do that, and had to be in this, be in that. They weren't around during those times, but I still took ownership. They mine. They belong to me. Yep, those are Al's kids, yes. Yep, and they ain't always right. And God does, he's doing you the same way. Yeah, they're my children, they're my kids. I own them. They belong to me. That's why you're here today, because you belong to God. God has been keeping you out of all types of situations. Amen. Watching over the babies. And, you know, God is just good. I mean, he's an amazing God. I mean, he's an amazing God. And if we can we have a very brief meeting, board meeting today? I'll run some things across. Is that all right? Now, if this be very brief, I promise you. I've already talked to the pastor about it. And so we want to bring you guys up to date on some things that we've been trying to do. All right? Is that all right with everybody? Amen? Amen. All right. We're going to be reading out of the book of Psalms 108, chapter 108. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, always, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for another day, God. We want to thank you for new mercies, oh God, today. We thank you for a brand new day. God, we thank you for, God, health and strength, Lord. We thank and praise you, God, for the peace, God, that surpasses all understanding. Even, God, when things are not going in our favor, Lord God, we thank you for that peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. Lord God, when we get off track, Lord God, we know that we can run to this word, God, and find a word, Father God, that will bring us back on track, God. Or we can just seek you, Lord God, in the morning, God. Seek you, God, in the noonday. Seek you in the evening and even at night, God. Lord God, you will speak a word to us, oh God, to help us, Father. And we thank you for this word on this morning, Father God. We pray, God, that you will bless me, God. Use me, Father God, for the time that you allotted me, Father God. God, I pray, Father God, that you will make my tongue as a pen of a ready writer, God. And I pray, Father God, that you would just bless your people on today, God. Strengthen them, God, in your word today, Father. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God one more good clap offering. You two young people, give him a clap offering. He's been good to you. He's been good to you too. Hallelujah. I've been saying that we're going to try to get these young people involved in church. We're going to give them the third Sunday like it's been implemented, but we got to use it. So I got some things that I come up with that we're going to give to the young people so they can be part of the service. You know, we're going to give them a scripture or two. Give them something to do to stand before God's people. Get them started off right. You know, because sometimes, man, you start them off right, you don't think they're going to end up good, you know, because of the situations that they, when they grow up, they get off into stuff. But you start them off, you train them in the way that they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from. We just got to keep the word. Amen. That's what the word says. We can't look at their life, what they're doing now. We got to look at what God says in his word. Amen. We got to look what God says he's going to do with our children. God made a promise to us. Amen. And we got to believe the promise, receive it. Amen. Start to verse 1. A song or psalm of David. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will wake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nation. David said he's gonna give God praise. He said when he wake up in the morning, he's gonna give him praise. Not only him, he said he's telling his harp and his psaltery to wake up too. He's telling his music, you're gonna praise God too. It's good that we wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. But sometimes you got to put some music on. Sometimes you got to let that music praise the Lord, too. If you knew how to play an instrument, sometimes get up and play, string that guitar and make him praise the Lord, too. Them drums, if you got some drums, make him praise the Lord, too. Amen. So David said, not just him, but his instruments is going to praise God. These instruments, they make sounds, too. And we got to make them make a sound. He said, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among all the nations. He said, I don't care who's around. You know, don't matter who is around you. When you feel like praising God, start praising God. You know, don't be ashamed. We talked about that today. Don't be ashamed because you don't have that Luther Vandross voice. Don't be ashamed because you ain't got Patti LaBelle's voice. Don't be ashamed because you got Brother Leon's and Pastor David's voice. You know, you use your voice. Ain't that right, T? You know, put them earphones on and you sound good to yourself. But I don't know how I'm sounding to anybody else. But David said he didn't care. He's going to praise his God among the nations. I don't care either. I get them. I know I'll be messing up. Don't I, T? Twan be messing up so bad, Twan said, I'm going over this way. I said, it's all right. Jesus is still with me. I put them earbuds on, boy, I be crooning. I be crooning, I be singing to my God. And been thinking I'm doing something. I sound good to me. In my ears, I sound good to me, Pastor. I make a joyful noise. I love to sing, so I'm going to be like David. I can't play no instrument, but I can't really sing, but I'm going to make a joyful noise. How about that? Is that all right with anybody? Is it okay to make a joyful noise for your God? Huh? He ain't asked you to, hey, look, he ain't asked you to be perfect. You know, give him what you got. You know, sing that song. Man, I get to singing, yes, you can, and these things come, you know, you get to singing, and the Spirit of the Lord come over, you can't hardly sing, you get to crying, and get the bottom lip, get to shimmering, and you don't know what to say, what I'm supposed to say next. Amen. But God wants you to praise him. He wants you to be grateful and thankful. Amen. All the time. Not just during this season, but all the time. He said, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. Sound like David was in trouble. He said, be glorified above all the earth. He said, that thy beloved, you are God's beloved. You know, God loves you. You know, he paid an expensive price for you. He said that thy beloved may be delivered. Sound like David was in trouble. Anybody in trouble today? Anybody facing something today? You know, well, if you are facing something today, nobody facing nothing today. I'm facing some things, Lord. But I'm asking you like David, save with thy right hand and answer me. I've been crying and calling out to you. God, answer me. You've been crying and calling out to God. God gonna answer you. Amen. He said, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. God said he's going to rejoice over you. He said, I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and meet out of the valley of Succoth. He says, Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Here it is. God is saying, I'm going to own up. He said, Gilead is mine. God takes, when he said Gilead is mine, God is saying, I'm taking ownership of what belongs to me. Gilead and Manasseh belongs to me. You belong to God. God ain't throwed you away. He ain't forgotten about you. A lot of people sitting out there thinking God forgot all about me. I've been asking God. I've been waiting for God. I've been doing this and I've been doing that. God ain't forgot about. He said, look, I've taken ownership of you. You are mine. You belong to me. God, you belong to God. It doesn't matter what type of situation that you're in. You still belong to God. Amen. He's taking ownership. You know, regardless of the hardships, the headaches that you bring God. God, you get on God's nerves sometimes. You know, but he still say you mine. You know, you make God angry sometimes, but you still, they mine. You know, don't your kids get on your nerves sometimes? You know, kids get on your last nerve. You know, you get so upset to where you can't even spank them. Because you don't want to spank them while you're really mad. But you tell them, I've done this so many times, forgive me, Lord. I'm going to get you. You get so mad, I know I can't get you now. I'm getting you. That get never get got. I never get them. But God going to get you. He ain't like us. But he's still going to love you after he gets you. You know, brother, I know y'all heard me say this before. It's so funny. He said, people get on your nerves. He said, make you so mad. He said, make you slap them down. He said, you slap them down the steps. You love them so much, run down there and catch them. Say, I love them. And that's how it is with us. You love your children. God loves you. I mean, we cannot understand the love that God has for us. We can't explain it, but we know that God loves us so much that we're still here today. We're still waking up each and every morning. Not just waking up. God is still providing. He's protecting. You know, God is doing what he said he would do. He's a father. Amen. And he's a father. I mean, he's a father regardless how hard-headed we get. He said, you belong to me. And Isaiah reads, he said, fear not, Isaiah 41 and 3. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed you. God redeemed you. He paid a price for you. He said, I bought you, and I have called you by name. You are mine, that's what he says. You belong to me. To one of you, mine, I called you by name. When you get up in the morning, I call your name. Gwen, I call you by name. Pastor, so let them, I'm calling you. God has called us by his name. That's when somebody calls you by your name, what that signifies? That they know you. You know? Sometimes people don't know that. Hey, you do your kids like them. Like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to know my baby. Boy, what's his name? You know, that's you got too many. But God don't ever forget who you are. He always calling your name. He knows you. He has this relationship with you. Amen. You know, Jesus, God said, I have redeemed you. You know, Jesus redeemed us. You know, when I think about redeeming, I think about a coupon or a voucher. You know, they got these vouchers and these things they give you, and they say, you can take this to any store, that's any participating store, and you can redeem what's on that coupon. You know, y'all ain't never had no coupon, no redemption coupon. That's what I think about when God redeemed us. Amen. He gave you something that when you go to God, you got the blood. You ain't got no coupon, no voucher. You got the blood of Jesus. Look, I got this. You know, I got the blood of Jesus on my life. Jesus said, God said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. So God redeems us, amen, by his blood. Not by precious silver and gold and conversations and all of that. God redeemed us with something so precious to what can't nothing match it. And it's good. The coupons that the world give you, they're good at participating stores. And you can only get that thing on that coupon before they expire. Come on, Jackie, help me now. Give me some help, Lord. But when God give you his blood, gave you Jesus, when you got the blood of Jesus on you, man, you can get anything you want. You know, you get eternal life. God gives you life more abundant. He gives you this life to where a coupon ain't going to give it to you. You know, you can only give a certain thing. But when you got the blood, you're covered in the blood. When God sees you coming, Jesus said, these are those that have come through great tribulation. These are those that have been washed with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So God got, he said, I paid too big of a price for you. God spent divine blood. Amen. And so he says, you, Gilead and Manasseh is mine. You belong to God. God is telling you this morning that you belong to him no matter what is going on in your life. Amen. And so since you belong to him, God is going to take care of you. Amen. Since you belong to God, he's going to be good to you. Since you belong to God, God's going to heal you. He's going to provide and protect you. Since you belong to him, he said, you are mine, Gilead. And let's look at what Gilead means. Gilead means a heap of testimonies. Gilead also is the place where they used to go and get the healing balm. The healing medicine came out of the city of Gilead. When they wanted medicine, they had to go to Gilead and get all the frankincense and the myrrh and all of that stuff to get their healing. He said, you are mine, Gilead. God is telling you, you belong to him. Amen. You belong to him. And since you belong to God, he said, he going to heap up on you testimonies this morning. These testimonies this morning, they're going to grow even bigger. God going to pile them up on you. You're going to have so many testimonies. You're going to come here. Don't feel ashamed when God still blesses you. Don't feel like, well, ain't nobody else getting up. Maybe they ain't caught the vision. Maybe they ain't realizing who they belong to. Amen. So God's saying he's going, after he healed you, he's going to heap testimonies up on you. He's going to do more than what he did in the past. Amen. That's what God's telling us this morning. He's going to heap up on you a lot of testimony, a lot of healing, a lot of blessings. Your kids are going to start prophesying. Amen. Things are going to start turning around in your favor. Amen. Jobs are going to be available. Amen. He said he's going to do it because you belong to him. Tell somebody, I belong to God. Tell them I belong. Tell somebody I belong to God. I belong to God. You belong to him. Amen. He said, this is his promise. God's promise is his promise. And he says, unto Manasseh, he said, Manasseh also is mine. Now, Manasseh was the firstborn of Joseph's son. He was Joseph's firstborn. That's who he was. And he says, Joseph said this. Genesis 41 and 51. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God said, he had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. What happened in Joseph? When God made him forget all of this stuff that happened to him, all these things that his brothers did to him. Remember how they wanted to kill Joseph? They put him in a pit. They sold him. They wanted to kill him. You know, he went through all of this stuff in his father's house. And now Jesus is in, you know, Gilead is mine, says, I've healed you. I'm giving you all these testimonies about what I've done for you. Now I'm going to make you forget all of the trouble, all of the hardship. Not that you're going to forget in your mind what somebody did to you. Not that you're going to forget how bad it was. Amen. But he said he's going to make it so to where you can put it in your past. Amen. You're going to be able to put things in your past, because sometimes people just can't put stuff in their past. On to it, linger on to it. You know, and God don't only want you to forget. God says, I forget too. He forgets, don't he? Yeah, he forgave all your. He said, I am he, will blot out your transgressions for my own sake and not remember your sins. You know, and so we don't want to forget, but we want God to forget about all our trespasses. You know, that's what David said, blot out for me, Lord, all my transgressions. Remove far from me all my iniquities. Amen. And so he said, God said, I'm going to make you forget about all of the stuff that people have done. You ain't going to be bitter in your heart no more. And so many people are bitter in their heart today, still over stuff happened years ago. They still bitter. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't, long as you got that bitterness in your heart, you can't go forward. You living day by day by God's grace. But it's something missing when you still got bitterness. You still remember what people did to you. Every time you think about that person, you think about, man, I just, you know, you don't say it, but it be in your heart. I hate it. You know, I this, that. You just get all grouchy. God wants you to, he wants you to love the person and just let it be a thing of the what? Past. Paul said, this one thing I do, I forget those things. Amen. That are behind me. And I press toward the mark that are before me. Amen. I'm pressing toward the mark that's before me. He says he's gonna make you forget the past. You ain't gonna remember the hurt. You might remember the hurt, but it's not gonna bother you. Amen. He says, so because I remember some of the things that I did. I mean, I remember some of the things that I said. I remember some of the things that I thought in my heart. Some of the things that I felt, you know, I remember those things. I do. But I don't let that stuff affect me. You can't let it bother you. I remember what Jesus said, what the Bible says. I remember that he said he ain't going to always be angry with me. Amen. And so you can't always be angry with your neighbor. You can't always be angry with your husband, your wife, your son, because his grades ain't because his grades ain't where they're supposed to be. Amen. You can't always be angry. You know, you're hindering people. You're hindering yourself. You're always angry at that person. The person can't grow. He can't go forward. He's going forward, but he ain't covering no ground. We're trying to cover some grounds out here. We're trying to get to that high mark that Paul was talking about. It's in Christ Jesus. And if it's in Christ Jesus, then you got to love your neighbor. You got to love your children. You got to treat them like they're supposed to be treated, not harshly. Yeah, if you got to get them, get them. You got to talk to them, talk to them. But they still belong to you. You still belong to God. God don't treat you harshly all the time. He come to you with a still, small voice sometimes. He talks to you in a quiet place. He leads you beside still water. So God is going to make you forget about the past and cause you to be healed. Amen. Job 11:16 says, one of his friends was talking to him. He said, because thou shalt forget thy misery. Telling Job, you're going to forget all of that stuff. You know, you lost all your kids, lost all your cattle, lost all your everything that you own. Not that you're going to forget about your family, but that stuff ain't going to bother you, Job. He said, but because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as water that passeth away. You know what Job is saying? That stuff going to be water under the bridge. It's going to be water. It ain't going to bother you no more. When that stuff come up on you again, you're like, that don't even faze me no more. Yeah, I was. Yes, I did. But I ain't no doing no more. Amen. So that stuff going to be in the past. God is trying to get this thing out from under you. He's trying to make you go forward. Amen. So it's going to be water under the bridge. That's what it's going to do. God is saying he's going to do a new thing. Amen. God is trying to do something new. He's trying to do something greater in our life. He's trying to do something much greater. You know, even though we get upset, we make God upset, we get into it with one another, you know, we fall out, but God always finds a way to bring us back together. God takes ownership and he heals his people. So he said, Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. He's going to bring forth the healing and he's going to cause you to forget about your past. It ain't going to hurt you no more. Amen. So God takes ownership. Not only God wants you to forget, he forgets also. Amen. I'm so glad God don't remember all of the stuff. I know we're going to be held accountable for what we have done in this body. Yes, we are. We're going to be held accountable. But God, that's going to be blotted out if you repent it. All the bad. A lot of folks think they're taking stuff to the grave. You can take it to the grave. But guess what's going to happen? It's going to resurrect too. Take it to the grave. Don't take it to the grave. Take it to God in prayer. Put it on the altar. God will get rid of it. When you start repenting, God starts moving that stuff. As far as the east is from the west. So far, he said he will remove our transgressions from us. But don't take this stuff to the grave thinking it's just going to be dead. It ain't dead. It's still living. Because when you get called back up, it's going to stand with you. You don't want that stuff standing with you. Repent, the Bible says. Repent for the remission of your sins. Give that stuff up. Give it away. Take it in prayer. Amen. You got to get rid of it. God don't want you, he don't want you holding on to the past and all of this stuff. It's just a weight. Jesus said, look, you know, bring your burdens to me. Anybody heavy laden this morning? Anybody got burdens? Bring them to Jesus. Take them to Jesus. Somebody you don't like. Somebody getting on your nerves. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't lay it to their charge. They don't know what they're doing. Amen. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. God wants you to live peaceably, if possible, with all men. And so don't take it to the grave. Don't think it's going to be covered up. You can't cover up your sin. Repent of them. And they'll be blotted out. Amen. They'll be blotted out. And he says, also, he said, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, and Judah is my lawgiver. He said also, Ephraim is the strength of my head. There's another version that said that Ephraim is the helmet of his head. You know, and God is telling you that Ephraim is the helmet. That means that Ephraim means to be fruitful and productive and prosperity. But it symbolizes and represents, the helmet symbolizes and represents strength. Ephraim is his strength. God is your strength. God is telling you that he's your strength. You know, not in your own might, not in your strength, but God is your strength. And sometimes it feels like you can't stand up against things. But God is inside of you, causing you to be strong. You know, that's why Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Is that all right? So God is your protector. He's your keeper. He's looking out for you. He's watching over you day and night. He's your helmet. Amen. That's why Paul tells you to put on the helmet of salvation. You know, you got to put that helmet on. And he says, and Judah is my scepter. He's the lawgiver. Judah gives the law. And then the scepter symbolizes authority and kingship. You know, there is a difference. You know, God has given us power and authority. But there's a difference between power and authority. When God gives you power, he gives you strength to stand against the wiles of the devil. When God gives you power, he gives you that endued power to stand in your tests and in your trial. You know, God gives you power to stand in the face of the enemy while he's roaring like he's a lion. You know, God gives you to stand. That's the power. But God says, Judah is my lawgiver. The scepter, that's authority. Man, I thank God for the authority. Now, this authority that God gives you, you know, when you think about this authority and this scepter, a king holds a scepter. You know, a king gives orders, gives command. And so what he's saying, that God has given you authority. When the doctor says it can't, he gives you authority to say it can. When you say you sick, God gives you authority to say, I'm well. When you say that you're hurting, God said, he gives you the authority to speak and say, I'm well. I'm healed. Amen. So God has given us authority to speak against the enemy. He given us authority. We got the authority because the king said so. That we say, well, God, you said. The word says, I'm healed. By your stripes, I'm here. That's what the word says. That's the authority that we carry. We speak a word. We can speak things into existence. Amen. God has given you that right. You know what I mean? When David spoke, the king spoke, they went, said, king, such and such and such and such and such and such. And them words carry weight. King David said it. King Hezekiah said it. Well, what about what King Jesus says? What about Jesus says? Jesus said, if I healed you, then you heal. He said, if I saved you, then I saved. If I'm going to keep you, then that's what I'm going to do, keep. If I'm going to provide for you, then that's just what I'm going to do. That's what you got to understand today, saints of God. God is giving us that scepter. He's given us the authority against the wiles of the enemy. He's given us the authority to speak these things. Amen? So don't let the devil get you all bent out of shape. God has, he called you. He healed you. He's causing you to forget about the past. Amen. God has strengthened you on this journey. Tell me God ain't gave you no strength. That's why you're up today. God has given you strength to get up when you don't feel like giving. Well, give me one more hour, Lord. Give me a few more minutes. He give you one more hour. He give you a few more minutes, but God still give you the strength to get up. Amen. With your right mind. And then he gives you the authority. What authority do you have? That's what the devil might tell you. What authority do you have? We got the authority. We got authority. We send the word to our sister to be healed this morning. Amen. We send the word to the hospital. We take the word. Amen. We take it with us. Amen. Yeah, we take it with us. And so God letting you know this morning that you belong to him. And everything that belongs to him belongs to you. A heap of testimonies. That's what old folks used to call it. We call it a pile. A heap. That's what my brother Joby, he's still back in them days. He said, boy, God, give me a heap of blessings. God's giving you a heap of blessings, a testimony. The testimonies that we got today, they're going to double. They're going to triple. They're going to get greater, and they're going to get greater and greater. God is doing something in his church. Not just this church, in the church all over. God is doing something amongst his people. There are people talking about God who think that we'll never talk about the Lord. Amen. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he got all happy and got talking about the Lord. I said, really? Or is this one of those things he's trying to play on me because I'm there for some business? You know how people get called on God's name, don't I say, Lord, is he for real? But we get to talking about God. I said, well, that's just, you know, give me the authority too, Lord. I speak too. But God has given us authority. God has forgiven, causing you to forgive your past, cause you to forgive those who've trespassed against you. It's only God that's been, that you belong to him. I belong to him. There's a song that says, Lord, you bought me, Lord. You paid the price. I belong to you. You belong to him. He paid a greater price. He gave his life. He died for the sins of the whole world. Not just for your sins and my sins. For the sins of the world. That he said, whosoever should believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He promised. Don't look at your kids and say, well, or look at not just your kids, your neighbor. You know, these folk just ain't doing right. You know, people just ain't going to get right. You know, some folk look at their family. They just ain't going to get right, Lord. You know, it seems like they're getting worse and worse. Do it seem like sometimes the kids get worse than what they were a couple days ago? You know, I mean, we got one, like we talk to them. The uncles talk to them. The daddies talk to them. Grandmamas talk to them. And you think that he get a little better. Got a phone call yesterday. You know, such. I said, really? It's like, it don't seem like he getting no better. He get worse. But it don't matter. God made a covenant. God got covenant out there. He made a covenant with David, didn't he? The covenant he made with David, he said, there's a seed going to always sit on your throne. Amen? There's going to always be somebody sitting on, and that seed is sitting on that throne today. And he told Abraham, look, I made a covenant with you, Abraham. And your children are going to be as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. I made that covenant with you. So that kid that ain't acting right, he's part of the sands of the sea. That daughter just won't get right. She part of the stars of the sky because God made a covenant, and he's a covenant-keeping God. Amen. Let's go to one more scripture, and I'm going to be done. Let's go to one more book, 2 Samuel 23. And this here that says, the Bible says this is David's last words, his last song. Now, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me. God spoke this by David. He said, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just ruling in the fear of God. This can't have no anybody ruling over God's people. He said, he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds as the tender grass, springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. although my house be not so, for he has made me an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in the things and secured, sure, he says, for all my salvation and all my desires, will he not indeed make it grow? Here David is saying, although his children wasn't right. He said, although my house be not right, God made a promise to him. Regardless of what his children were doing, he had a son that raped a daughter. The son that raped the daughter got killed by a son. And that son that killed the son that raped the daughter rose up against David, caused an insurrection of David. And after that son, another son, he made himself king. And while David was on his deathbed, and then this other son, Solomon, he was hard-headed too. He went and got all these wives when God told him not to get these wives. David said, although my house be not so, they may not be shining right now, like the scripture said. They not be as the morning star. They may not be what you want them to be right now. He said, but God has made him a covenant. He made him a promise, didn't he? He said, they may not be doing what I want them to do right now. He said, but God, he had made an everlasting covenant with me. Ordered, it is ordered in all things. And sure, you can depend on God's promise. Don't look at your child. Don't look at that husband, that wife, that person. Don't look at them and say, well, they ain't acting right now. They gonna get right. He said, although my house be not so, he said, will he not indeed make it grow? God gonna make it grow. It's gonna come to pass. Whatever God promised us, it's gonna come to pass. Amen. Don't think that your child is lost out there in the world. They ain't lost in the world. God got his hands up on his life. God got his hands up on that husband's life. He got his hands up on that wife's life. God got his hands up on his word. Amen. His word won't return void. Whatever God said is gonna manifest. It's got to manifest. His word going to go out and it's going to come back. It's going to reap what he has sown it to do. Amen. So although your house may not be so with God, might be clowning in the house, lazy, hard-headed, backbiting, backstabbing, but God going to turn that thing around because he promised. David said it's ordered and it is secure. It's sure. You can depend on what God say. All you got to do is just trust him. Trust God and it will be so. Believe him. Get yourself up in the morning and praise God. Get up in the morning and put your favorite jam on. I got a favorite jam I've been listening to. And it's always about thanking God. I say, Lord, that's my jam. I just be driving and crying. Can't hardly sing because I'm so grateful for what God has done for me. I can't hardly praise him because I had to pull over. I had to pull over sometime and just put my head down and just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How many got a thank you in their heart today? How many got a praise in their spirit today? God is just good. Although your house be not so, that covenant is ordered. God put that order in before they were born, before the world was even formed. God put that order in that they're going to make it. They're going to make it to the other side. They're going to be saved. God going to use them. Yeah, he is. But I want to see some of it, Lord. That's what I say. I believe it. But I want to see some of it. I want to witness some. I want to be like Anna and this other guy that was in the temple just waiting for the prophecy to come to pass. Amen. God bless you this morning. I hope you've been encouraged. Know that you belong to God. God has healed you. You are healed by his stripes. And if you don't feel like you're healed, keep declaring. God give you the authority. He give you the right to declare it. Use that word. He said, remind me of my word. Bring this word back to him. He spoke it. Lord, you said, I'm healed. You know, you ain't got to go through all of that stuff that y'all be going through. That's good. I'm like, you passed. Because I ain't old yet. Because you get up in age. Don't mean you got to have that stuff.
That's right.
You ain't got to have it. In fact, you ain't supposed to have it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people wearing that stuff like it's a badge of honor. You know, you don't have to wear that stuff, you know. God wants you to put on the garment of praise. You know, take that other stuff off and put on the garment of praise. Put on what God dressed you up with. With joy, peace, love, and the Holy Ghost. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? We do thank God for just taking ownership of these vessels. God is going to continue to take ownership. He never not took ownership. You always been his. Some of us just didn't realize or forgot or think God had just threw us away.
I want the saints to pray for him, his mind, that he has an I don't care attitude. And he needs help.
Yeah.
He needs help. And I'm asking the saints to pray because I know when we used to go through with COVID, the saints prayed, and the Lord turned him all the way around. So I know he can do
come
it
on, y'all.
So I just want y'all.
Come on, stand right here, Josh. You know we love you, don't you? Hmm? Mm-hmm. You know Papa and Nana and the church love you? How you know that?
Because you're my family.
That's all. All family don't love each other.
And you want to help me?
We want to help you. We want to see you doing better. Because you can. Come on, Pastor. Because you can do better. You're supposed to be doing better. You know that? You know you have the ability to do better. You know, God put that in you. You know, Christ is living in you. And so do you want help? Are you going to do better? Can you do better? Let me hear you.
I can do better.
I can do better. Can you do all things? I can do all things. That strengthens you. God going to strengthen. He has already strengthened you.
Yes.
Amen.
He's bored. He needs to be challenged.
That's right.
Well, but it's school, too. School is just.
He's bored. He needs to be challenged. And this is a phase, but it's up to parents and his aunties and people to get him in things of interest and things that he can be challenged in.
And you know what?
And think and do things like that, and he'll come out of it. Because kids do a lot of stuff out of boredom that would be out of their normal character.
Yeah.
And they.
It's a lot of
nothing going on.
There's some other things that. What you're saying, it is. But I don't want to speak too much in front of them.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's some other things. And a lot of times, you know, it could be generational. You know, because, you know, God let us see some stuff that's been passed down. You know, and so we going to take authority. Dominion.
You know, we can't. You know, we inherited a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I was always taught that the blood of Jesus Christ breaks the
Amen.
Curse.
Amen.
Breaks the curses. You don't have to be passing that down to your children.
Amen.
Grandchildren. Stuff like that.
Because the one is doing not so good, other's doing excellent.
Okay.
Straight A excellent. You know, so I've learned you can't beat it out of them.
No.
You can't. It's Lord, let me see something different. And say, Lord, we got to take authority over this spirit. And that's what it is. You know. Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you know that scripture, you're good.
You're going to be fine.
Just repeat it. You'll be all right.
But there's something that you have to do.
Yes, Lord.
Right? You have to what? Apply yourself. You can't sit there and say, I can do all things that Christ strengthens me. You have to be involved. You know, the teachers give you opportunities. They can't make you. They're not going to make you. You have to take those opportunities to bring your grades up. Don't not just have an I don't care attitude, right? Mm-hmm. So there are so many areas that we can pray, but we're just going to pray that God would just destroy this curse up on him, this thing that's up on the disobedient spirit. We know what it is. And just however the Lord leads you all to pray. But, Father, we come before you right now, God. Lord, thanking you, Lord God, for our seed, Lord God. God, you saw, although my house may not be so, he may not be shining right now, God. But, Lord, you made a promise, oh God, and it is sure. And I'm sure, Lord God, that you're able to commit, that you're able to keep, God, that was committed unto us, Lord God. I believe, Father God, that it's gonna, you're going to do, God, what you promised, Father. And I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus for Joshua, Lord God, from this day forth, Father God, that his attitude, God, Lord God, that this spirit, God, that's upon God, I curse it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I rebuke the devil, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over his mind, God. Lord God, let his mind change, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, turn him around, God, like you did the others, Lord God. Lord, I'm trusting and believing in you, God. Strengthen him, God, where he's weak, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Have mercy upon him, God. God, raise him up, God, to be used by you, Father. In Jesus' name, God, we know that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. But, Father, I pray, God, Lord, that he would take some initiative, Lord God. Let him walk by faith, God. God, let him have works with his faith, Lord Jesus. God, I pray for Joshua, Lord God. Lord God, I take authority over this spirit, God, right now, God. I cast it out, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Be healed. Touch his mind, God. Touch his mind, God. Lord God, make the chemistry right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Make his chemistry, God, right, Lord. Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord, we see him coming out of this thing, God. We see him coming out, Lord God. We see him doing better, Lord God. Lord God, I see his future, God. It's brighter and it's better than it is today, Lord God. I declare, God, decree it today, God, right now, God, that it is better. In Jesus' name, amen. You believe it? You receive it? Say it. I believe it.
I believe it and I receive it.
Amen. And I'm going to do better. You are going to do better. Amen. We love you. We love you. The church love you. Give them some love, Jace. Yeah. 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 Yes, he do. That grandma. And auntie.
You know what? Yeah. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
I see so many of them
in my school. Right. That's right. That's right. You're hugging on a teacher.
Joshua, you know that there's nothing, the Bible says there's nothing.
No, we ain't dismissed.
It's the same.
Leah. Leah.
It's just to get through. You're going to do it.
Sit down. We're not dismissed. Thank you, Jackie. I ask you all to grow with me. Grow with me. Amen. And on the 31st, we're going to do sacrament watch night. What time you all want to start? 2 hours? 10?
That's what I'm speaking to you because I get off at 9.
2 hours. And I'm going to ask this. Do something different. Implement something else. Bring a scripture. Because we sing and we praise, you know, but somebody, you know, I'm going to bring a scripture. Somebody bring a scripture. You got something you want to bring, you know, expound a few minutes, you know. We're spending time with the Lord for the next year, you know. We're not shooting it in. We're going to pray it in, praise it in, you know, declare it in. We're going to do a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's be ready on the 31st. At 10 o'clock, and we're gonna take sacrament on that date because we didn't do it the first Sunday. Is that all right with everybody? Oh, we're going to dismiss so we can get this one little bit of business out of the way. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. We thank you, God, that you do take ownership, Lord. You took ownership of us, Lord God, when we gave our lives to you, Lord. Lord, I believe you took ownership over us, Lord God, before the foundations of the world, God, because you chose us before the foundation was laid. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us that example, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the testimonies, oh God, that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, for healing power, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for healing Joshua this morning, touching his mind, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for putting our past behind us, Lord. We just give you praise, God. We give you glory. Now, God, as we depart from this place, but never from your presence, we ask that you always be with us, Lord. Watch over us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.